This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The Webster Music Station, Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show, and joining me on the phone is author Sadrick Holloway. Hey, man, how you doing? Thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show.
Hey, Zach, what's going on, man? I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. How you doing?
I'm doing really great, and I want to talk about your brand new book. Tell us all about it. What is it called, and, you know, what inspired you to write it?
Oh, yeah, man. The new book is going to be it's called Uriah. Uriah is the main character from the first book, Leaving Heaven. Leaving Heaven is basically him being 21 years old and all the events happening, the reason why he's the savior of the world, essentially. Here, Uriah, I go back before that and follow his dad growing up. From just a little kid, like 12, going on up. And him, basically all of his journeys, his bad decisions, his good decisions, everything that goes on with him, leading up to the birth of his son and why his son was chosen to be essentially the savior of the world. So I'm really excited about it. It kind of gives a backstory on Uriah that I didn't give in the first book. Because in the first book, I kind of just, all right, here he is in all his glory, yada, yada, he has powers. But in this one, you know, his dad, in the first book, is just like, I start out with a tragedy. You know, a son, little boy, like maybe 8, 6 years old, and his mom gets killed by a virus. And that sets the tone for the book. This same thing. Book starts out, Elijah is Uriah's dad's name, by the way. Elijah essentially is going to be the main character in this one. Because Uriah is just a baby.
Yeah.
So him and his best friend are caught stealing, and they get the police called them, of course. They run. Eventually, Malachi, the little boy who's Elijah's best friend, gets shot and killed by the cops.
Okay.
That sets the tone for that book. So Elijah grows up thinking, oh, man, it's my fault. You know, he's doing this, and he's being really down on himself. He grows up, and he just gives up. He doesn't want to go to college anymore. He's, like, the number one ranked basketball player in the world as far as, like, high school. He doesn't care about basketball. He's just basically giving up on everything. Now he's going down a path he shouldn't be going down.
Yeah.
Getting around the wrong people. He's, you know, getting into, like, selling drugs, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, even still, guys, like, all right, man, I see you have you started out at least with a pure heart. You've allowed all of your circumstances and all of your bad decisions and all these things that's happening to you to filter who you really are. So I'm going to do things to put you in place to be the savior of the world, because the world is getting bad. Like, you can't see it right now, but it's getting bad. I'm not giving up Jesus no more. We did that already. So now I'm choosing one of y'all because maybe it'll have a bigger impact to go out and save the world. Well, Elijah didn't listen. So bad stuff kept happening to him until eventually he just became like essentially a puppet for the government, man. And when he saved the United States from Russia and not everything that happened there, I mean, they killed him off. After all he did for his country, they killed him.
Wow.
So Uriah is maybe born like midway through the book. I mean, he's still a baby, but he does things as a baby that's supernatural, which I don't want to get too much into.
No, of course. You got to read the book.
Yeah. But it's really cool, man. I'm actually really, really proud of that body of work.
Tell us about, you know, how you kind of got into writing this in the first place. You know, I mean, what was the inspiration in a sense? I mean, there's a lot of details here that are just kind of like through life, and you're kind of looking at these characters through their lens in a sense. But what kind of got you inspired to kind of get into this writing?
Just man, that I don't feel like there is enough good guys in the world anymore. I know there are good people, and you probably will honestly meet more good people than you will bad. But the stuff you see and the things you hear about will have you thinking otherwise. Like, there's so much evil in the world, and I just feel like if people would just step up and say, hey, man, I want better for myself, my family, my friends, the person beside me that I don't even know. I just want better for these people. I want, like, the good to overwrite the bad. Just now, and it's starting to get to the point where now I feel like where they're behind the scenes, that stuff we'll never, ever, ever see or know as like a regular civilian, or the people we, or stuff we can actually see, like to plain sight. It's just so much evil going on, and I just I wanted to have a beacon of hope, and that would come in the form of this person, and just also to describe or to correlate our everyday struggles with these characters in these books, because we all have issues with confidence sometimes. You know, it could be finances, it could be whatever it is. We have all these issues, and it, he goes through the same thing. He just has power that was given from given to him from heaven, but he goes through the same struggles that we go through every day. So, and anyway, also just I guess highlight some of my crazy ideas of what I see in the world beyond like what we just see on the surface. So it's just a lot of that.
Yeah, and you're like you were saying, he goes through kind of like what we went through, a kind of like a COVID situation in a sense. You know, I mean, was that inspired by COVID, or did you write that before COVID?
This was so. That's the crazy thing about it. I wrote that completely before COVID. Like I was just.
Oh, so you're just predicting the future and you're ruining everybody's life. That's great. Thanks, man. I really appreciate it. That's real great.
People will. They say they joke all the time on me. Yeah. Everyone that knows me, you predicting the future, yada yada. And I was like, I don't know. I just woke up one day and was like, oh, problems with China.
Here,
let them
listen,
create a virus, try to put all that. And then like
I have advice. How about this? Like, just write nice things. How's that? Is that, can you do that for
right.
me?
Right. Right. Exactly.
You would make the world a happier place. Oh my God. But no, that's amazing. You freaking predicted it though. I mean, did you go off after this happened? Did you go off and like buy a scratch card? Because I swear to God, I would have like went and did the lottery next. I swear.
Yeah. I should have because like a lot of things in this first book, and I kid you not, this, I will start writing this like in 2018 or something like that. A lot of stuff in the first book happens and then fast forward to like 2020, 2021, whatever, 2019, it starts happening. And not just the virus part, but it was like a bunch of other stuff. Again, I don't want to get into it, but it was like a bunch of other stuff that was going on. I was like, what in the world? So I'm getting kind of freaked out a little bit. All right. So just like you just said, the running joke was, all right, bro, just write nice things. Because apparently what you write, you know, the world just follows suit. But I mean, I'm just gonna say it's coincidence, you know.
Let's hope it's coincidence. Let's hope. You might be the guy doing this. You know, you might be the guy controlling everything. Who knows? I swear.
not me. I promise. Don't come, you know, drag me down the street. It's not me.
Well, the book is called Urijah. Where can people buy it? Where can people check it out? Where can people read it?
So it's going to be available August 2nd, which is my birthday. Me and Urijah, we share the same birthday. So it's going to be available August 2nd. I'm going to make it available on Amazon. I don't know anywhere else. Maybe I'll probably push it to other. But Amazon, because everyone knows Amazon. Everyone uses Amazon. Mm-hmm. I don't know a person who doesn't use Amazon. So it's probably the easiest way you can get it.
Exactly. I think that's your best market for it. Well, Shadrick, seriously, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Best of luck with the book, and I'm excited to read it. And it's coming out August 2nd. Check it out. It's on Amazon. Thanks again, man. Have a good one, and best of luck with you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.